We are under the power of grace. God's grace is so available and abundant towards us, and all we need to do is receive it by faith. In Romans 10, Paul continues the same pattern of thinking that he had in Romans 9, and he says here in Romans 10 verse 3, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." You see, that's the problem for so many Christians today still. Instead of just believing and receiving, we are trying to work to make God do something. We think by us living holy enough, giving enough, doing enough, we are now twisting God's rubber arm so that we can now receive the blessing. But that's not the way it works. That is works righteousness. We need to believe it, receive it by faith, speak it out, and the results will come. There will be a work that follows that belief, and that is works of faith. And so how does this work? In Romans 10 verse 17, it's where it says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Meaning when we hear the word of God, faith can rise up in our hearts. And then it's our job to take that which is spiritual and bring it into the natural realm with our speaking. Verse 10 of Romans 10 says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." This is not only the way we get born again. This is also the way we can live the Christian life. With the heart man believes. So that faith that comes by hearing the word of God, our heart believes it. And then with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That word salvation doesn't only mean being saved. It means being saved, prospered, healed, and delivered. So we speak out the life of God that is revealed to our hearts. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And then confession of that word is made unto God's quality of life, God's sozo life. Righteousness is in our hearts. And the speaking out of that righteousness is what makes it happen in your natural life. Isn't that exciting? So today you can speak the promises of God. Bring it into the natural realm. Romans 5 verse 10 is the scripture that I'm going to use to end the series with. And it says in Romans 5 verse 10 in the Amplified Classic, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, it is much more certain now that we are reconciled, that we shall be saved," in brackets, "daily delivered from sin's dominion through his resurrection life." You can be daily delivered from sin's dominion. Sin's dominion is the poverty and the brokenness and the sickness of this world. And the word says here that we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. And now it is certain that we shall be daily delivered. How does that happen? By you speaking out the promises of God, by you getting a hold of it by faith and saying, "God, I'm going to speak this into the natural realm. I'm going to release that faith with my words." And in that way, you will see the resurrection life of Christ that will start infiltrating and working a wonderful, wonderful, excited life for you. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.